Good afternoon, Buccaneer fans, and greetings from One Buccaneer Place on what is another very significant day and what's proving to be a month full of developments that will shape the course of this franchise for years to come. The most recent of those developments, of course, is the man sitting next to me, your new general manager, Jason Light. Jason, congratulations and welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much. It's an understatement to say I'm very excited today. It's been a great couple days here.
You had to go from Mobile, Alabama, straight here, but you got a chance to look around today at the at One Buccaneer Place. Obviously, a good facility is important when attracting players and then getting the most out of them. What do you think of this place?
It's the Taj Mahal. They did an outstanding job putting this together. It just not only from the aesthetics, but just the functionality and also it seems like it's very very well thought out and planned out the way that the setup is.
They definitely spent a lot of time planning before they built it. Obviously, One Buck is a place. Other than that, how favorable is this place of a situation for somebody coming in as a general manager in terms of the shape of the roster, the coaching staff, the salary cap, ownership's approach, those sorts of things?
I thought it was grade A. It was from everything about it. The number one thing being, two things, is the comfort level I had with the Glazer family.
Okay.
Felt like I really hit it off with them, and it was very important for me. I know that I was the one being interviewed, but it was also very important for me to be able to have a personal relationship and feel like I could gel there. And then number 1A or 1B to go hand in hand with the first one is Lovie Smith. And he is a fantastic person, great coach. And that union with the general manager and the head coach is one of the most important things that has to happen. It's a for better or for worse affair, and you're going to be with him every step of the way. And with Lovie, I felt like there was nothing that could be left unsaid. You could be yourself, and I think we share the same vision.
Outstanding. Well, you'll be introduced tomorrow here formally as the fifth general manager in Buccaneer history. Oftentimes when a coach holds that introductory press conference, as Coach Smith did a few weeks ago, they get into a little bit of their philosophies and their approach to the game. Obviously, that's a big issue with a lot of variables, but is there anything in just a few words that you could tell Buccaneer fans that sort of shapes your philosophy and approach to building a team?
Well, yeah, we're going to build through the draft. You find your stars in the draft.
Okay.
We're going to supplement the roster with free agency and look for value. It's going to be value. Value is very stressed. We want big, fast, strong, tough, passionate, smart football players. And we're looking for the right 53, not necessarily the best 53. We're not talent collectors. We're looking for good fits. And it's just like the general manager and head coach has to be a fit. The owner and the general manager has to be a good fit. The player has to be the right fit.
Well, Jason, thank you for your time. As we said, there's going to be an introductory press conference tomorrow. That'll be live here on Buccaneers.com. If you don't mind sticking around for a few more minutes, though, we can get into a few more details of the new situation here and share that with fans tomorrow.
Let's do it.